Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org.
Hi, everybody. I'm Mike Bazzelli, and this is Lonnie the Theater Lady, and we are here to talk about Quantum's new show at Javeau Studios. Kira.
You were there.
Oh, I know. I said it once.
You heard them talking.
I was there. I know.
This was a one-woman show.
With Mary Rawson, yes.
As the lead role, Kira.
And the show was about a gallery owner who has an interesting past and present, I guess. Her family has ties to the mafia. I guess that's the...
Well, I don't know if...
Mafia or... Organized crime.
Her father
organized crime.
Was very high up in organized
yes.
crime. And her husband, soon to be
the next,
taking that
taking
position.
The role,
so
yeah.
As her... escape from this, she was a gallery owner.
Right. And surrounded herself with art and beautiful things
yes.
to escape the ugliness and violence of her everyday life.
I think that's a good summation.
Okay, perfect. Now, here's the thing about the story, though. I think if I was reading it, I would have loved it. I think you pick up more detail when you're reading something. There were a lot of little details I got lost on. Like Lee, like at one point she mentions I'm hugging Lee, and I'm like, who's Lee? And I was like, is it a man or a woman? Is it an Asian person? Because it dawned on me, I believe it was the woman that owned the dry cleaner. Next
yes,
door.
It was.
Yeah, okay.
I think it was the dry cleaner.
That's what we think happened. But yeah, the details get lost when it's spoken.
You had to pay very close attention.
I guess
very close attention. And
I was mesmerized by the set.
The set was truly a work of art. It was done by Robert Qualters, not only a local artist but an internationally known artist.
Beautiful
set.
And
it was beautiful. There was a 7 foot long nude.
Yeah, naked woman laying over the city of Dublin, I believe it was. Was it Dublin?
Where this took place?
Yeah.
Glasgow.
It was Glasgow.
Glasgow.
That's right.
Yes. And not only was the set magnificent and truly a work of art,
mm-hmm.
but the projectionist.
Oh, yes.
Joseph Siemens' projections onto that set created such
dimensionality, layers of yes.
And it's such a visual treat. Just
right.
beautiful.
It reminded me of
so
one of my favorites, like from last year, was Winter's Tale.
He was the projectionist for that
one.
Oh,
so. That was magical. That was a magical night, Winter's Tale.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
So back to...
Oh, right.
We digress.
Kira.
I was really taken by the performance of Mary and the way she kept so closely to her character. She was telling us some very traumatic things that happened in her past. And since her character was this very soft-spoken, delicate in appearance, but very strong woman, obviously, when you heard all she survived. But she kept to that sweet lady... persona, no matter how traumatic it was, the event that she was talking about, or no matter how frightening the things that she was telling us about, she maintained that perfect lady that her character was.
Oh.
You know, never getting wildly emotional, she maintained that.
Right. I could have used a little wild emotion myself, though. I got lost in some details. Not my favorite of the Quantum shows we've seen, but you know, it was the projection, the overall quality of the show. Excellent.
Well, I can see why you would say that. However, you can never compare a one-person show to an extravaganza
Dialogue. I think I like dialogue more than monologue, so that's a personal preference. We've run into people that are raving.
Oh my gosh. Last night at the theater and the night before at the theater, I ran into people who had seen the show the same night we did, and they were just going
bonkers,
crazy
for how much
they enjoyed her performance. Yeah, it was interesting.
Yeah, so it's, say the name again.
Kira.
At Javo.
Javo.
Kiera.
Lawrenceville.
At Gio.
Running Javo. Through February 14th.
Oh, Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Okay.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and BergVivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find BergVivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.